into the music industry, a music producer seeking new techniques, or someone who simply wants to gain a deeper understanding of the music business, Music with a Twist is the perfect platform for you. Hello, and thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Music with a Twist. Today we will be speaking with Bianca Maria, and she will tell us a little bit about her business. So Bianca, can you tell us what you do?
Yes, so like you said, my name is Bianca. I'm the owner and founder and CEO of Vision Oasis Entertainment, and I'm also the public relations manager for 24/7 Live Culture. So a little bit of what I do is I do talent management for artists, from R&B artists, pop artists, hip hop artists, really any type of artist, really. I also work in public relations, entertainment law, and also digital marketing as well.
Okay, great. So can you tell us a little bit of what you do on a day-to-day basis as a public relation and a little bit about your artists?
So for my artists, I really try to find different opportunities for them to have their music exposed, to introduce them to new artists and to new audiences. So a lot of my artists like to work with other artists. They also like to perform. They like to be featured on different avenues. So anything from radio, blogs, live performances, anything like that. I definitely try to find different opportunities for them, as well as act as their liaison between different brands, different companies as well. And then also on the public relations side, it also kind of goes hand in hand with that as well, finding some different opportunities for publicity to get their name out there so more people can find their music and become supporters of them as well.
Okay, great. So I know that in our society now, we have a lot of artists that actually manage themselves, you know, they go into independent artistry. You know, what would you say would be your edge as an artist management? What would you actually bring to the table, you know, if an artist would sign to you? You know, let us know a little bit about that.
Right. So I do support independent artists as well. I do work with a lot of indie artists who are not signed to a label. So a different thing about me is we act as a liaison, like I said. We are the ones that are taking care of all the background, necessary paperwork, all of the different legalities, really just letting the artist just focus on the music rather than be stressed out over everything that's going on the back end. That's where we kind of just take the edge off, where they can just focus on their craft rather than trying to focus on everything else and make sure everything is organized, make sure everything is done correctly, just so they can have more freedom to work more on their music and other projects that they're working on.
Okay, so based on the indie artists, can you say that you have a lot of them that actually come to you, or how is it right now in the game for you?
It's pretty good. A lot of people do come to me for assistance with Vision Oasis. We do have different openings available. We also have people that will reach out to us to hire us on different bases. So sometimes people want to come in for the long run. Some people just need help with a specific project or a specific quarter of their career, and that's also where we can help as well. So we help in different avenues. It's not one size fits all for one artist. They can kind of pick and choose how they would like to go about it, and we're really flexible. So we can just help them wherever they need help and guide them in the right direction.
Okay, so that is super, you know, because I know in this day and age, there are a lot of artists, you know, they actually know what they want. Some of them don't know what they want, you know. They're trying out the indie thing for the first time. And it's pretty great to hear, you know, that you assist. It's not just that one size fit all thing for you. You know, you're flexible and able to maneuver. Now, while we're talking about that, let's dive a little bit into what you do from the law aspect. I know that a lot of artists have, you know, problems with their copywriting. And, you know, they're not able to properly put themselves together, their portfolio, EPK or whatever. And also with the music distribution and everything tied together with actually making sure that they're protected as an artist. So how do you protect your artists? You know, how do you make sure with the public relations and also being a lawyer, making sure that they're fully protected and their career goes as further or as far as they'd like it to be?
So with copyright infringement, it's really such a delicate area So with that, we just make sure that everything is already set in place. If they do anything for like covers, or some people like to do remixes, which a lot of artists do like to do, we always like to go in beforehand to make sure everything is already set to where they're doing it on a legal basis. So a lot of times, sometimes copyright infringement isn't like on purpose. Sometimes it's an accident. Some people don't realize the different steps that you have to take. So sometimes they don't realize they have to get permission, or if they get permission, it's not the right kind of permission, or if it's not in paper, it's not legit unless it's like a verbal thing. So where we come in is we just try to make sure that everything is all set in stone between the other artists that they might be covering or anything, anything from songwriting, the actual performances, their actual lyrics and everything. Make sure everything is all the way set, and also with their distributor. And if they have a publisher as well, we go through them as well through different avenues just to make sure everything is good to go on both sides, for the audience side and as artists.
All right. So based on your day-to-day management of artists, you know, and assisting them with the contracts and the copyright infringement, what would you say has been your most challenging experience with managing an artist?
That's a good question. I would say really just finding different avenues in person rather than online. So we do live in a digital day and age where a lot of things are online, and we really do appreciate it. It's an easier access for everyone. You're able to connect with different people all over the world, close by, anything like that. So really just finding different in-person opportunities as well to kind of adhere to the virtual aspect. So we like to play on both fields of both in-person and virtual, but sometimes the in-person one, depending on where the artist is also a little bit harder to find different opportunities, but we try our best to branch them out to different areas. Also to collaborate with other artist managers or music businesses in that area, just to see how that plays out for everyone.
Okay, great. So yeah, I've been noticing a lot that like a lot of conferences, a lot of concerts, a lot of festivals, you know, they're actually moving away from the virtual and like not doing it at all and actually doing the in-person. But based on what they, what would be your preference, you know, and I know you said it's based on geographically where the artist would be, but what would be your preference for, say, virtual or in-person?
I would say a mixture of both. I do feel like in-person is more personable, where you can actually go up to them, speak to them, or if it's like a concert setting, you get to experience it in a better way to where you're actually live in the moment. You can feel the vibrations, you can feel everything. It's a more personal level, but virtual is still a good option as well, because there are different aspects. There's location, getting there, people that have financial issues as well that may not be able to afford that. So even on the virtual side, it does have its perks as well to make things more accessible for other people who wouldn't rather have that if it was only in person.
All right. So I'm not sure if you actually have any artists touring right now. And if you do, or if you'd like to share with us a past experience of touring, you know, or give us some advice on how an artist can go about touring, you know, in the beginning stages of their music career.
Okay. So currently right now, I do not have any artists touring as of right now, but with my artists in the past who have gone on tours or even just been guests on other people's tours, it's really just making connections, because basically everyone in the entertainment industry knows someone. So getting yourself out there and networking, and just, even if you don't want to network, just show up and show your face. It kind of makes a little bit of connections, and also just utilize your local resources as well. So a lot of people like to try to jump the gun and try to get big venues, sell out, everything like that, which is a great idea to go towards, like a great goal. But everyone starts somewhere. So starting off with those smaller venues, smaller ticket amounts, go to your local venues and resources is definitely where I would say for an artist that is on their first tour or just starting out in their performances, to see how it goes, to test the waters. And then once you see some success from that, different campaigns, you'll eventually get to where you want to go with the right help and dedication.
Yeah, that is like a common trend right now where we have a lot of artists, you know, they want to go So the big names, the big labels, the big whatever it is, you know, and a lot of them tend to shy away from, you know, actually starting out small. You know, they just want to go super big right away, and it kind of causes you not to, you know, get some of those necessary steps that you would have get from taking those small little baby steps. Now, with that being said, I wanted to know exactly with your artists, how are they, you know, dealing with the new shift from the pandemic and now post-pandemic, you know, are there any adjustments, you know, with actually finding gigs right away, you know, which I did hear you say that the hustle is harder, right? But let's share a little bit of a scope of how that looks right now in the whole industry. Post-COVID.
Gotcha. Mm. So for post-COVID, I feel like since people are moving more away from virtual, I definitely feel like it's a little bit harder right now since we were in that only strictly virtual era for a little minute, not too long, but it was enough to where people got a little comfortable. So finding some different avenues to do more in person has been a little bit more challenging, or it's just a little bit more hard to get obtainable, if that makes sense. So we are still working on getting more in person. It's really just venue restrictions, which are kind of more lifted as of right now versus like 2-3 years ago when we were strictly just coming out of the pandemic, still in the newer stage where no one really knew how everything was going to turn out. But as of right now, most venues and everything are full capacity and everything. But for the smaller artists, it's still kind of hard to get your foot in the door, just because since we've moving away from that virtual era, a lot of people don't want to actually push it as much unless you are a big name. So indie artists especially, it's a little bit hard, but we're working through it.
Okay, yeah, I completely understand that. Now, before we go, we just want to take a little dive into another direction and then we'll end. But going right back into building a solid legal foundation. Now, I want you to help out our listening audience, you know, giving them if it's just a list or just one or two or three items that they would need, you know, with solidifying a strong legal foundation in the beginning, you know, to avoid anything happening to them. You know, I know we touched just a little bit on copyright infringement. You know, what else should they know with having a strong legal foundation at the beginning of their career, or let's say if they're midway in their career and not so sturdy in that area, or if they're, you know, they've been performing for such a long time?
Okay. So I would say definitely check your notices. So even when you're songwriting, if you're working with a producer, always check to make sure what their tasks are, make sure everything is already set out, like you already have an agreement. It doesn't have to be necessarily anything serious where you have to hire a lawyer or anything like that, but at least just have it on paper to where it's already on record. So that includes dates, the files of your work. So a lot of people don't realize that a lot of things, you can't backdate it. So at least just having like a simple folder that have timestamps to have all of your work. So say if some people like to do songwriting like physically, like on a notepad, at least take a picture or type it out, upload it. So some people don't have the same resources, which everyone understands. So at least just knowing some certain things that you can do by yourself to protect yourself in the long run. So also with that, make sure that your notices are actually marked. So if you have any legal works, you can have like the copyright, actual design, you can the watermark as well. If it's a visual work, like put it at the bottom or anything. Really just making sure that everything is already set to where someone can't erase it. And if they do try to erase it, you have the proof to back it up that this is yours. Everything's already set in stone, written down. Take audio recordings as well with timestamps so they can't be manipulated by any way. So if something were to happen, you always have those to fall back on as well.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for that. Yes, I know that we're actually not thinking of about those things at the beginning of our artist career. You know, I know a lot of artists like jump straight into the whole Okay, I'm gonna get a song out there. I'm gonna start touring, and what if I hear a sample of what I did from someone else? How do I fight that if I don't have any physical evidence? And I like how you said, that you put stuff in writing and you have those samples and you also have audio, just to say that, hey, this is mine. And thank you so much for that, Bianca. Now, I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to tell us. Can you also let us know where we can find you and how our audience can reach out to you?
Absolutely. So thank you for having me. Everyone can find me at on Instagram. Our business page is vision.oasis. And then also on the other side for public relations as well at 24/7 Live Culture as well. And on the web, that would be visionoasis-entertainment.com. And really, my main takeaway for you guys to have is just to protect yourself, even if you might not have the different avenues to do so, like working with other businesses or hiring someone, at least knowing the basics will definitely get you somewhere in the long run, just to protect yourself and all of your works that you've worked so hard on.
Okay, great. And thank you so much for we were really, informed, and thank you so much for your knowledge, Bianca. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and to tune into our podcast so you never miss out on an episode. We'll be releasing new interviews every month, packed with exclusive insights and behind-the-scenes stories that will inspire and inform. Join the conversation by leaving comments and questions below each video or by reaching out to us on social media. If you'd also like to be a feature on one of our future podcasts, be sure to reach out. We value your input and want to create a community where you all can learn from each other. Music with a Twist is your backstage pass to music industry. So grab your favorite headphones, turn up the volume, and get ready to be inspired by the captivating stories and expert advice of our incredible guests. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, the world of music is waiting for you with a twist.